Back to the Coach's Hotline on our Quesada Center High School Football Scoreboard Show, and we are turning our attention now to ACGC, which picks up a 33-7 win tonight in the Class A first round against Logan Magnolia. Coach Cody Mathewson with us right now. Coach, how you doing?
Good, Derek. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. First of all, just take us through the win a little bit, kind of your thoughts on how the kids played and handling business tonight.
We got out fast. We got out physical, just like we wanted to. 20-0 to start off. Logan Magnolia kind of gambled on a fourth and short, and our defense held. And then we really shut down the run, and they tried a little bit of an aerial attack. So they did some good RPOs. Their quarterback was back after an early season injury. You know, they got some really good size. And, you know, Coach Matt Strait, he's a wishbone guy, you know. A little bit of background, you know, to that whole entire thing of him knowing how to stop the triple option. You know, Matt Strait was, you know, when he was at Logan Magnolia in the earliest, you know, 2008, 2009, he came to Madrid when I was playing and tried to replicate and took what Randy Hinkle was doing and sat in on those practices and meetings and, you know, turn around and won a state title with Loma there running the wishbone as well. So a little bit different concept what they've been doing the last couple of years, but it's never fun to play somebody who knows that offense inside and out, right? They know the nuances, they know the tricks, they know how to stop it, they know what doesn't work. And they know what works well. So, you know, when you got that offense ran for over 10 years, you know the tricks and you know the stuff that you hate as an offensive guy. And then he's able to apply to that defensive side. So, you know, defense went out, pitched a shutout for the game for us, and then got some other guys in there for the fourth quarter. And, you know, everybody played really well. And just a really good physical football game on both sides of the ball for everybody. So everybody's going to have some bumps and bruises, and that's the way it's supposed to be. It's playoffs, baby.
Yeah, no doubt. Joe Crawford, the Knights, goes rushing touchdown, which is nothing new. Receiving touchdown, little, you know, it's not that likely. But then passing touchdown as well. So tell me about that one.
Joe's passing touchdown? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
I told our radio guy on the post-game interview, I had to ask him because I'm pretty sure that ball went above the lights and back down. Obviously, Joe's been a really good running back for us throughout the season in his career as well. But we ran just a rocket toss, and you know when Joe gets the ball in his hands outside, what's everybody going to do? They're going to crash down, and you know they see the run, and that's what we do. So we kind of just run a little slip out halfback pass, and you know we talked about it with Joe in practice. He moonballs the thing. You know, and he throws it up there. We just, hey, just step into it and throw it, you know, just like an outfield around a BB, and, you know, don't allow the safety bill to, you know, come back and redirect because, you know, it's supposed to be window dressing and get everybody to read. And gosh, here's heck, here he goes. You know, he throws that thing up there, and Morgan Nolte goes up and jumps up and makes a good play in the end zone for a touchdown. So, you know, we got to give flowers to Morgan Nolte. He had a really good game for us. He had a couple of receptions, big receptions in traffic, and a really sure-handed guy. So, you know, we've shown that we will throw the ball. We've had some success throwing the ball. But I know it's crazy to sound, Derek, but, you know, we do practice this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It is stuff that we do in practice. It's just we try to stay really good with where we are. And so when we do have to throw the ball, that's been a really big emphasis that we're going to execute. So we're able to see some of that tonight as well.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Coach, I've been asking, you know, the coaches that I've been talking with tonight on the scoreboard about kind of the, you know, the process here over the next 24 to 48 hours or so. Obviously, you'll find out your opponent at 10, I guess. When does the process start? Has it already started? Has it been in the works here for a little while?
We are already, as we speak, down here in one of our coaches' basements with a map out, kind of just playing our own little guessing game, right? And you know, just as well as I do, Derek, is that the state's going to throw a little wrinkle in somewhere that nobody expects, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be surprised if there's anybody in the last X amount of years over the pods, if anybody's guessed a correct pick of all four pods. There's always something. And, you know, there was some, from what I've seen, I haven't seen all the scores tonight, but it sounds like there were some upsets tonight. And so
yeah.
Throw some wrinkles in maybe what the state had in mind going into the next, you know, pod rounds and things like that. So, you know, we saw some really good games tonight, some high scoring games, and some surprising scores as well. So we'll really see what happens. And so, the next 24 hours, you know, we're going to enjoy our evening, and the kids are going to enjoy their evening, and we're going to find out, I believe, at 10:00 tomorrow, and start pulling film. And then the coaches are going to, you know, it's really important to me to make sure, you know, spend time with your family, enjoy all that. Our Saturdays are usually play kind of our day of rest, and then Sunday we really get to work and have our coaches meeting and get all that kind of ironed out in our game plan, and we obviously put that in play on Monday a new week. So it's not like the old days where it was, Friday, Wednesday, Monday, you're playing 3-4 games almost in a 2-week period. So I appreciate having a seven day layover as we get ready for next week too.
Yeah, that was even exhausting for the radio people too, Coach.
I bet it was. Yeah.
Cody Mathewson again, head coach for ACGC, victorious over Logan Magnolia, 33-7. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Derek. Have a great night. We'll see you.